We love stories at All Things Considered, and if you've got them, we want them.
Not just about anything. We want to know about the summer job that had the most influence on you.
Maybe it was the work you did.
Or the people you met.
Perhaps the lessons you learned. We'll tell you how to send in your stories in a minute or two. Use that time to think. And meanwhile, here are a couple of stories we've already collected from some of the guests you've heard on the program.
The first is from Lloyd Blankfein, the current CEO of Goldman Sachs. His path to Wall Street took a nosebleed detour through Yankee Stadium.
Selling yearbooks and sodas. This was a job when I was 13 years old and 14 years old and 15 years old. It was the first job I could get after I got my working papers. And I remember, so I lived in Brooklyn, long commute. You'd get a tray full of sodas, and this was, and it was covered by cellophane, which would slip off, and so you'd get yourself wet and sticky. And if you remember the old upper deck at Yankee Stadium, the steep steps, and somebody up there, you'd be walking along with your tray of soda, and somebody would say, "I'd like a soda." And they were 25 cents, and it was a 13% commission. And I would make like 3 cents for carrying that tray of soda straight up these steep steps, sell it to them, and come up down. And I tell you, I learned what a dollar was worth. Because I learned how to make it 3 cents at a time carrying trays of soda at Yankee Stadium.
I sold cars one summer in Lahore at a Honda dealership.
That's novelist Mohsen Hamid, author of The Reluctant Fundamentalist.
And Honda had just opened dealerships in Pakistan, and a cousin of mine's uncle had one. And so I spent 6 weeks selling Honda Civics, and what was amazing about the experience was just the kinds of people that I met. I probably would never have gotten such a broad cross-section of Pakistani society into my books if I hadn't done that job.
I was going to say, as a novelist, that must have been incredibly useful.
It was incredibly useful. I mean, you saw everything from generals to guys who would come on a bicycle with a sack full of cash, enough cash to buy a Honda Civic. It was a very novelistic environment.
Do you drive a Civic now?
I do drive a Civic, actually. In Pakistan, I drive a Honda Civic.
Well, now that you've got the idea, send us your summer job story. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page and make sure to put Summer Job in the subject line.
And we'll be sharing some of your stories in the coming weeks. Speaking of sharing, Robert, you're on the spot. What was your summer job story? Care to share?
Bussing tables in a hotel dining room and getting to see how a real kitchen works convinced me that it was extremely important that I go back and finish college and not work in a restaurant again.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Corey Turner, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
At the science desk, Ann Gudenkoff, Allison Richards, Joe Neal, April Fulton, Rebecca Davis, Jessica Goldstein, and Jane Greenhalgh.
The librarians include Laura Sotobara, Kim Molesky, Katie Doggart, Hannah Summers, Mary Glendenning, Barbara Van Werkum, Laura Jeffrey, and Dorothy Hickson.
All Things Considered executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.